Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. Chief, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to come out and talk to the people on the radio.
For sure. Now, lots to talk about here today, starting with just some general spring fire safety for people to keep in mind. There's been several fires in the Perry area within the last couple months. So what can you tell me about people avoiding fires in their homes and other places during the springtime?
Well, people have to use common sense. And I don't mean that to put anybody down, but they have to stop and think before they go out and start doing something. You can't go out on a windy day and expect to burn leaves. First of all, that's not legal right now in the city of Perry to burn leaves. They only have open burning in the fall. This is sure not the fall of the year, so they shouldn't be burning anything like that anyway. You also, with your lawnmower, you go out and mow your yard. Halfway through, you run out of fuel. Take a break. Go get something to drink. Relax for a few minutes. Give the mower a chance to cool down. Don't go pouring gasoline on a hot engine, because one little spill and you've got a lawnmower on fire. And just depending on how careless you are in that, you may have more than the lawnmower burning. So just some common sense things that you need to stop and think about will go a long ways in preventing a fire or a hazard that, you know, might get completely out of control. When we talk about open burning, it is legal in the city of Perry to have a fire pit. Recreational fires is what they call them, kind of like a campfire. If you were out camping, only you can have those in your backyard. People are trying real hard to claim, well, this is a recreational fire. This is a campfire that we have here in the backyard, and go ahead and burn yard waste and things like that. There are certain specifications, size of fire ring that you need and so forth to qualify as a recreational fire in your yard, and then certain things that you can burn in that. You can sure burn sticks and limbs and things like that if they're cut up in a proper size to fit into your fire ring and basically be the firewood that you're using in the fire ring. But to have a fire ring and then start raking your leaves and piling leaves in it, that is not a recreational fire. There's no way you're going to convince the police that's a recreational fire, and you're going to get a ticket for something like that. So under the cover of a recreational fire or a fire ring is not going to work to go ahead and burn yard waste, large branches that are too large to fit in the fire ring. You can't just lay something like that across the top of it and wait till it burns in two and then restack it again. That's open burning. That's not a recreational fire. So don't try and confuse the issue or try and blow smoke on anybody by saying it's a recreational fire when you're doing open burning.
Absolutely. So important distinctions to be made there. Kind of with that recreational fire in mind, I want to talk about safety when it comes to people using their grills and stuff. You know, summer is coming up here. Very popular outdoor activity is to barbecue, do that sort of thing. What can you tell me about safety involving those sort of outdoor cooking methods?
Barbecue grills, whether it's a charcoal type grill or it's a gas propane type grill, either one. Those get extremely hot, so you want to have them away from your buildings. You don't want to be sitting close to the side of your house, windy day or something. You think, well, I get over here by the house, and that'll block the wind a little bit or whatever. The heat those give off can easily start vinyl siding or something like that on fire. You need to stay away from that. And then when you're done grilling, make sure that you put your fire out. If it's a gas grill, don't just shut the knobs off on the grill. Reach down underneath and turn the tank off as well. In fact, it's always best to turn the tank off first and let the lines go ahead and burn dry and then shut your knobs off. And if you've got a charcoal fire, don't pull your food off and say, it'll be okay, we'll just let that die on down or whatever. Go ahead and take the extra minute to dispose of your ashes and coals that you have left from a grill fire. All too often, we've been to houses with a hole burnt in their deck and maybe the backside of the house starting to burn because they left the grill, they went in, they started eating, a gust of wind comes up, the sparks blow out, the next thing you know, something else on the deck's on fire, and then the deck's on fire, then the house is on fire, and it's a never-ending story of things going like that. Or some of the grills are designed that the wind catches them just right, they can tip them over, and you have a deck or whatever with some slatted boards or whatever, it wouldn't be hard for some of those coals to drop down between that and maybe catch some leaves underneath the deck on fire or whatever, and by the time you notice it, you've got a good fire going there. So use plenty of, again, common sense, and be sure and put your fire out when you're done.
All right. Now, I wanted to talk about the fire department itself. You guys go through an assortment of training all the time, really. But recently you had kind of a rare opportunity to get into an actual house and train with some fire techniques and that sort of thing. Ended up burning the house down the rest of the way from what it was. Why do you feel like taking part in stuff like that is beneficial for your crews?
Well, it doesn't matter whether we're the New York or the Boston or the Chicago or San Francisco or whatever fire department, our people have to be trained all to the same standards. Those standards are set out by NFPA, and we have to meet those same standards that any full-time department, doesn't matter how big they are or how small we are, we have to meet those same training standards. Well, to go out and receive that training is one thing, but to stay sharp on your skills is another thing. And not being a full-time department in a big city where we might roll on 8 or 10 calls a day that are actual fire calls, we've had some months that we're lucky if we roll on 4 or 5 fire calls in a month, or even less maybe. So it's good that we keep our skills sharp, and when we have a house or something like that that's being torn down, or maybe they had, as in the case with this last one, a previous fire that the insurance company felt that they were better off to go ahead and take the house on down. They allowed us to go in and do some training and some practice on that. It keeps our skills sharp. It gives us a chance to try out some equipment and stuff that some of the newer people aren't familiar with and that, and get everybody on the same page and working together. So when it's your house that's on fire and we show up, we're trained, we're experienced, our skills are sharp, and we know what to do, and we can promptly take care of the situation.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is kind of your fundraising efforts for the Perry Firefighters Association. You do have lots of celebrations during the summer that you will appear at and help out with festivities like Kids Fest and the 4th of July celebration. What can you tell me about your fundraising efforts, what you're raising funds for now, and your presence at these celebrations?
Well, the Perry Fire Department, we're a volunteer organization. And the members of the fire department have formed what they call an association. So we have a Perry Firefighters Association. The purpose of the association is to kind of build a rapport with the community between the firefighters and our community. And part of doing that is going out and doing some fundraisers and some activities where we maybe give back to the community or something like that. And raising these funds, the money that's raised from any type of fundraiser that we do, and we do a lot of food stands. We cook at the figure eight races. We have a food stand down in the park on the 4th of July, Kid Fest at the library, those kind of things. The money that's raised from that goes to the association to purchase equipment and things that we need for training, books, things like that, things that are not covered by our city budget. The budget can only cover so much. There's only so much money to go around in the city of Perry. So the association's main purpose is to raise funds to cover things that are not covered by the budget. And so we have something like that, that they can buy a piece of equipment or whatever. They donate it to the city then. It becomes city property. And we carry it on the trucks and use it in that. And that's purchased with the money that they raise through your fundraising efforts.
All right. Well, Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I'd just like to point out again, we do not have a spring burning season. We've cut that down to burning in the fall and not in the spring. We have our spring cleanup, and that will be a drop-off from 8 to noon on Saturday, June 1st down in Pattee Park. So if you've got things that are piling up around the house or the garage that could potentially be a fire hazard that you need to get rid of or whatever, load them up in the car, the truck, get the neighbor, get the boy next door with his wagon, whatever, and haul them down to the park and get them turned in.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Chief, for joining me and for all the info.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.